Good morning, everyone. And those who are watching over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. In our church, we give 1/10 of our income for the works outside of the church. 77,900 yen. We pray for this money. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are giving us blessings and grace, and you are blessing our finance too. We're going to give you 77,900 yen for the works outside of the church. Please use it for your advancement of your kingdom. And please give us blessings and financial blessings also. And thank you that you are protecting us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Good morning again, everyone. Last week, there was a great and big news. President Trump said that he's going to move the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. And there is a great change that the U.S. president will not be able to, advance the Middle East peace. And the Bible says that the leader of the Europe, EU, is going to achieve the Middle East peace. And Sarah is going to play in the back in the band of Mr. Fukuyama, and there she's going to be. She will appear on the Kohaku Utagassen on NHK. And the gifts also went to a party where the Diet member was there, and they took a picture together. And there are various things moving, going on. Kokoro Gospel Concert will be held next week. We have a short movie for that, so let's take a look. December 22nd at Nakano Zero Hall from 7 o'clock in the evening, Kokoro Gospel will be held. Please bring your friends and acquaintances to the concert. In the work of the concert and praise and worship, there is a special guidance of God. God told us that we are going to make new songs. And also, He's going to build up a praise band. And it is being fulfilled. And there is a move that has never happened in the Japanese Christian churches. Through the praise and worship, many people are coming to the church. So, God is using it as a pre-evangelism work. So please bring your friends. And there is a short movie of Hakuba's Nergoi camp. Take a look.
ヨセフは夢で自分は偉くなると神様から語られたのにもかかわらず、その夢からどんどん遠ざかるようなことが起こっていきました。
やがて僧侶や神官が毎日来て説教し、キリスト教を捨てるように迫りました。
何ヶ月と狭い牢の中に入れられた結果、二人の殉教者が出たのです。
いや、困ったことになったばい。祈りが足りんけんじゃろうと、一心になってイエス様に最後のお助けは祈ったとよ。
内紛が収まった後、内紛の混乱状態の中で大変な状況にある子供たち、とりわけ孤児たちを助けようと動き始めました。1997年11月、前田勝子さんがカンボジアに渡ってから6ヶ月後、初めての孤児を受け取りました。
がとうございました。
Thank you very much. February 28th through March 2nd, we are going to have this Nergoi camp in Hakuba. Anyone can join this camp. This Nergoi camp was started by Pastor Arai in 1980s. And to build up the co-workers of Christ, and Pastor Okawa and Pastor Nakagawa, Kenichi Nakagawa, got together and had a camp together. And we are succeeding there, those work. And then God is using this camp mightily. And in that, we praise God. We are not planning, but God is telling us what to do. There is a work of short movies in the movies, and we started because God told us to do. And then the works of the movies is being opened. The doors were opened greatly in this area. As we do the overseas mission work, short movies are being will be used greatly, and also charismatic gifts is another point. We are experiencing healing and miracles, but it is not this level, but it's going to be a greater on greater level of the works will happen in the future. And there is a guidance of God, so please join us. If you don't have money, don't lend the money. Please pray. If you pray according to the principle, and prayers will be answered. And if parents say don't go, or if your boss tells you don't go, do not fight with them, but pray. If it's God's will, He's going to open the door. And we have a video of Thanksgiving, praise, and worship, and revival camp. Thank you very much. The work of the revival, Thanksgiving, praise, and revival camp is one of the central works of the revival. It will be held from March 26th through 31st. When I look at this camp, it impresses me that it's developing. And we can see the God's will in this. First, this camp started praying in the prayer chapel of the Church on the Way. It's a special chapel, and we were led by God to pray there, and God gave us the word. Even if it tarries, it will come. Do not. It will come, and God gave the this word as a promise of the revival. And but it was burned by fire, and it's very impressive that God is telling us through this that we have come into the next stage. And Marlin Carothers, of the world-renowned Marlin Carothers, came, and we learned from him the teaching of the thanksgiving and praise. And God said that thanksgiving and praise is in the foundation of the revival. And also we met Brother Steve. And he brings many friends who are musicians, artists, and producers in the United States. So, as with thanksgiving and praise as a foundation, God is going to please come and join in this camp. And there's a special work of God going on here. Let's go into the Bible. I'm going to read chapter 11. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. This word was given as the word of this year, in the beginning of this year. Christians' blessings will increase. Please remember that our blessings will increase. But this verse tells about God is going to give us miracles. If we respond to the principles of this verse, God is going to give us blessings and a miracle. This verse speaks of the miracles happening. There are three points in this verse. And that is, have faith in God is one point. And another point is, you receive that you have received. Believe that you have received. And the third thing is a confession of faith. As I said last week, the point is having faith in God. As I said earlier, what do I believe? What do we believe about God? The existence of God comes to our mind. The existence of God is a foundation, but this verse isn't speaking about that. It is not speaking about believing the existence of God. Another thing is that we are sinners, but Christ died on the cross for our sins, and our sins are forgiven. And believing that, forgiveness of our sins, but it is not what he's speaking through this verse. Unless we believe in the cross of Jesus, we will not be saved, and so it's of our foundation. But here it is not speaking about that. Then what should we believe and have faith in? When I had a sermon in Slovakia, I said, I'm loved by God the most in this room. And the pastor got angry. He stared at me in astonishment. But it's an expression, way of expression. But it's the same with you. Nobody is loved by God than you are. It's as if that only I am loved by God. That strong. God's love is that strong. It's a special love. You are loved by the special love in which you can even think that only I am loved by God. But the foundation of the faith of a prayer is here. If we understand this love of God, we know that what God wants to give to us. If we don't believe this, we may think that I don't know if God is going to answer my prayer or not. So this foundation is very important. God loves us. To believe that God loves us. How does God love us? So I repeat, when we love a certain person, if we really love somebody, what do we think about him or her? We want to do things which pleases him or her. And if somebody is in a worry, we would like to save him. We'd like to help him out of the problem. And we suffer with them. And if he fails, we want to help him. If he is sick, we want to heal him, if we could. If we love a certain person, We want him to be blessed and to be happy. We really earnestly desire that. And God really loves us like that. If that point is clear, and if we don't know that God is very willing to bless us, we can't have faith. Therefore, the God's love is the foundation. All these things are written in the Bible, and we have to exercise our faith. God's glory, when we exercise our faith, God's glory will be revealed. I like the blossoms of peach. I really wanted to go to the field of the peach field. And when I went to a Hokuriku charismatic meeting, he grudged. He didn't want to pay for the free expressway, and so he went underground, underway, and he lost his way, and we finally went to the peach field, and I was able to see the beautiful blessed blossoms of the peach tree. First, in the beginning of my Christian life, I thought that I'm going to bear the cross and I'm going to suffer for Christ. The people around, Christians around me also thought that way. But I began to receive many blessings by God. At that time, I didn't know God very well. I didn't understand that God really loves us. And I didn't understand what God wants to do toward us. So please seek the very best in your life. I'm not speaking, I'm telling you to seek 1 billion yen. The very best. God is going to open the very best way for us. Because God loves us. God really wants to give us the very best. It doesn't mean that everything goes as we think it should. There is a building up. There is our building up, God's building up of us. So we get into trouble too, but basically, God wants us to be blessed. There were some girls who stayed in the suite room of a hotel in the Israel team. From tomorrow, I'm going to go to the United States. And I prayed for a first class seat. With the economy class ticket. I first believed that it's possible that I stay in fast. If you don't believe, you don't pray. If you don't believe, it doesn't happen. When it is the very best, God opens the door of the first seed. And God is going to do the very best thing for you. He's going to give you the wonderful blessings. If you don't believe, your faith doesn't work. So it's one of the points. Please remember that. And with that as a foundation, and here is the response of faith. Believe that as if you have received, and confess. He shall have whatsoever. Believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. But it doesn't mean that you can get everything, you can get anything. And God told me to close the prayer. And what he meant was, don't stop with supplication. Please do this and please do that. But God told me to close the prayer by saying that you have heard my prayer. There are two ways that we can do this. For example, my son Benjamin was born with brain damage. I prayed. And God told me that he's going to be healed. Therefore, I believed that as if I have received it. And when I met my doctor, I asked the doctor, is it a miracle if this disease was healed? And he said, it's a miracle or miraculous. So, and God told me to say to the doctor that God is going to heal this disease. So I told him that God is going to heal this disease. And I ran away from there. And the healing happened. The doctors said, your husband, I won. But it's God, but God won, not I. But at that time, God told me that he's going to be healed. But in many cases, God doesn't tell us that it should be healed. And when we are not told that it will be healed, we can stand on the promise of God. For example, those who trust in the Lord will not be despaired. So we believe this word. So there is a problem which you cannot solve at all. And we have this promise that if we trust in the Lord, the very best thing is going to happen. So I can say that I am trusting in you, Lord, so I will see the result, which is not the despair. And I'm going to be blessed. See the blessings. So one way is that we close the prayer by God's word. There were times when we cannot find find the you cannot find a place to have the morning service of the church. So we went forward. All of us went forward and praised God. We don't have a place to have a morning service, but there is a wonderful plan of God behind it. I prayed. So we can thank the word of God. God is going to show me the result, which is not the despair. Therefore, we praise you, Lord. We can pray. But when you pray using the word of God, the promise of God, for example, you cannot decide on the result specifically. For example, if you are praying for the healing, you cannot know, you don't know if it's God's will to be healed or not. Sometimes it's God's will, and other times it is not God's will. Then, so in this case of the morning service place for the morning service, a miracle happened after we prayed this prayer. We had the place which accommodates 1,200 people. And we alone was able to use that place. And we are using the faith and confession that we have already received. You have many problems and hardships. Please exercise it. You are going to receive the blessings, special blessings of God, according if you respond according to the principles of the Bible. I'm going to pray, dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us. Somebody said something, but he stopped obeying it. And the reason is that there is something blurring, and God tells you to confirm in prayer, and you are going to see blessings. You are not living because you don't. You are not where God, according to God's will, seek to do the will of God, and you will be blessed, special blessings. For a long time, He's been with God, but he's not experiencing God very well, very much, because you don't pray. Pray for the problems and hardships. And when you pray, you are going to experience how God is going to work and help you and save you. And your faith will be changed. I'm going to pray for the sick. Let's have a time of repentance. Please pray for your own healing. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us, our body and heart. In the name of Jesus, this spirit of disease go away from our bodies and mind. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim health. Right hip have a pain and it's been healed. Somebody's eye has a problem and it's been healed. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us. Left shoulder and neck is aching and it's been healed. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
아옹이네가 그와 주 예수 그리스도의 맹미 친한
하나님 나라. God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen.